It's no. It's Woody.
It's sharp.
It's not, Woody. Woody Woodpecker.
It's one of my favorites. You see what it is?
This phone is so tiny, GA.
I brought you guys.
What is that?
Therapy.
Oh, I love it.
It's Freud's ego from the Okanagan therapy.
Oh, man. You're
my vineyards.
That's the vineyard?
Therapy, yeah.
So do you usually use the thinger, the oxygenator, or whatever you're calling
it? When I'm at home, I don't really pack one for the road.
No, but like, do you generally, when you, it doesn't matter what quality, what vintage you would.
Why not?
It needs to breathe.
Why not?
She's an expert.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, Tina Tuner.
Back in the saddle, baby.
Live in studio.
I am intimidated right now. You know that.
You should be.
Because I am, because there is like 1, 2, 3 professionals.
Well, I don't know. Former I don't know if I would classify myself
so
as
he,
a professional.
He counted himself, so he's saying that you're not.
I was like, 1, 2, 3.
I don't think he was.
And then Tina's not only a professional, but she's a celebrity also. So I'm very intimidated right now.
Okay, so what am I doing now?
This will be interesting to see you.
We're periscoping this bad boy, and
now
this,
you're in the.
Now what do I press?
Well, maybe I'm not intimidated.
Have you not periscoped before?
Maybe I'm like just.
No, I've watched things, but I've never done it.
Humbled. Humbled.
There's so many
I've never
things
seen you
happening.
Humbled.
Oh God!
So you gotta press the camera button.
Yeah, and start enable camera.
Well, you should say something.
What do you mean?
Yes, enable. Yes, enable.
Enable microphone.
Here we go.
Okay.
20 minutes later.
Enable location. I'm not allowing.
This, okay, that's fine.
Location permissions dismissed. Start a broadcast.
Is the Twitter function selected? Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, start a broadcast.
Start a broadcast.
This is GA's first Periscope.
Won't start a broadcast.
Easy.
Okay, I don't know what to do.
Here.
Okay.
Here.
If it doesn't say Commodore on it.
The guy. Start a broadcast.
I hit it.
No, you.
100 times.
No,
100.
It's like your password dilemmas.
This phone is so tiny. What is this?
What
the 4?
That's a 5.
Are you sure that we got
this?
This
is not the
interview?
5.
This is a 5S. What do you think?
This is the 5S.
What am I, slum?
This is like
it's a 5S.
It feels like the 3.
Either. I
it's the Yemen
like,
version.
I think my
feels like
headphones 3. Are loud.
God. Okay. This is it.
Are we going to start the show?
Should I be holding it like this sideways? I feel awkward now.
I think we should start the show.
We should start the show.
Have we started the show?
Because
no,
it is a show. Or I mean, it's a show.
It's a show.
Okay, cool.
So let's start. It's a show.
Welcome to another hour's worth of awesome in 30 minutes or less. We can't guarantee that, actually, this time, because this is our Spring Wine Special 2.0, second time we've done it. What? Oh, I'm sideways?
Shocking. We just started and you're already sideways.
I'm simultaneously trying to be the cinematographer for Periscope. This is our Periscope pre-show. And this, you could sponsor this, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a prominent business or perhaps one that's not quite off the ground yet. And you know a good opportunity when you see it. Check out the gold. Look at in the background. We got logos.
That's right. We don't fart around here.
We don't
on it's a show.
Screw around. We got logos. We could put your logo right here. Periscope pre-show. For
we'll
it's
even
a show.
We'll even spring a few dollars for a Vista roll banner, Vista print banner.
Yeah. Apparently, Abracadabra, the Chinese company, does them now for super super cheap.
Mm.
They took over the Yahoos.
They don't like the country music, and I don't know if that's going to fly with me.
That's I like your attitude.
Something
Sparky.
For a later day. All right. So we're on Instagram. We are on Twitter at It's a Show Pod, as well as Instagram. Same deal. It's a Show Podcast on Facebook. And you can download the show from iTunes at your leisure. And don't forget, you just download at home when you're on Wi-Fi and then take us on road trips.
It's so good.
That's
yeah.
what Royalty Records recording artist Amy Metcalf does on a regular basis.
I'll always remember my heart changed like the weather.
As she should.
Well, that's what I do too, and I listen to it when I'm cleaning toilets.
Yes, you mentioned that the last time you were here.
That's what I
still cleaning toilets. Wait, you're late.
Toilets.
How dirty are your toilets? That's the question.
Well, I mean, you not clean them every week.
I clean mine more than weekly.
Well, I'm one
I
person.
Have teenage
that's right.
People.
I'm
one
teenage people.
Person. I haven't taught the cat yet to go in the toilet. So,
oh,
we're can you imagine.
Yeah.
So when something comes up on the bottom of the pre-show, does that mean they're following us right now?
What do you see?
At concert, something talented. It said.
Yeah, that's someone joining. People can chat at you, and if you see hearts, that means people are liking it.
Okay, you know what? Right. This is already more entertaining than the Shad tour of the new lowercase q studios on CBC. You remember Gian Gameshi?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember him?
What are you looking at me for?
Well, we interviewed him, and it was creepy. It's creepy the fact.
Yes, that we actually spoke to him on the phone.
Yeah, and now, so anyway, the new guy's entrenched. You know what they did with the studio? They changed the board a little bit, where you sit and on the controls are. Same creepy purple colors and everything. And he's a nice guy, you can tell, and his producer's pretty cool. And they took us on a tour of the pre-show.
So, one question is.
But it wasn't entertaining, is what I'm saying.
Well, okay, so is he the submissive now?
Oh, God, God.
Is he the submissive?
Okay, can you Sparky, can you juggle or anything? Tina? Juggle? Because we got to do something entertaining on the pre-show.
There's no talent.
Here, well, let's show them the bottle of wine we're starting with for the.
Extreme close-up.
For the spring wine special. This is it's Therapy Vineyards out of the Okanagan Valley in BC, Canada, British Columbia, Canada. And a friend brought it over one night when I needed some therapy, and it worked. And then turns out it's actually decent. I've been to several wineries in the Okanagan, probably too many to count. I haven't been to that particular one. But last year, you're familiar, Greg, with Carrie Taylor Atkins at Carrie Taylor Atkins. On
KTA. When is the maid coming by the office there? That's what her question is. I don't know
Who's
what that
the
means.
Maid?
Who is the maid?
It's not Carrie Taylor Atkins, I can tell you that much. But
Coco says she'll take four.
Okay.
Four bottles.
You bet. We can do that. We'll get a case. They were actually on sale at the co-op. That's where I got it.
Are you kidding?
At the
okay,
co-op.
So
yeah.
What would a case of those set you back?
Well, they were $20.99, almost like $21 a bottle. And I broke my rule. Normally, I don't spend over $20 on you guys. So...
It's a good rule to have.
I broke the rule, especially because Sparky has barefoot
There's
here.
A story behind that.
Okay, I'm well, story
we'll,
time.
We'll wait, no, we'll wait till we get to the white. Shouldn't we talk about the red first?
Yeah, let's talk about the red. Like the experts let's we are. I'm holding the glass taste. Completely wrong.
It's a
wrong.
Blend. It's
just
a blend.
Don't spill, please.
And it's
That was very tipsy from my angle.
It's Freud's ego, and it's a blend, and it's I like it for the $21. Every once in a while I'll spend more.
It's
but
very to me, woody.
Yeah, I almost very think it's woody. Maybe skunky, but...
It's not skunky and it's not woody. I don't know what he's talking about. Okay, so here's the thing, Tina. For those uninitiated, when we have a glass, a proper glass of wine, you hold it on the stem so you don't heat the and the tannins. And then you swish it.
Why?
And you drink it through your teeth.
What?
Yeah.
Like a whale?
Like Hannibal Lecter.
Like a whale.
I'll take over.
Oh.
Oh,
that was good. Good
that
sound
was,
effect.
Like that was
a,
great.
Like a whale with.
Not that I've ever done it before today.
Wait, he's not looking.
Through the teeth, it's the worst.
You can't.
You know what that? You know why she says that? So that we'll all have idiot-looking purple teeth.
Oh,
not a wine guy. Wow. Still not a wine guy.
You can't go. Oh, there I am. I love watching myself on TV. It's been so long.
This one time, the last time I was in the Okanagan, about a year ago now, with Carrie Taylor Atkins, we went to golf and drink wine, and we picked the day that it was raining to take the wine tour. Nice little four-hour jaunt that turned into eight. It rained all day. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? What should you do? Nothing else.
What are you going to do? And my friend Carrie Taylor Atkins is a wine aficionado, never been to the wine tasting at the winery before. So I felt like I was, you know... had a baby and she was spreading her wings at the wineries. And
speaking of KTA, she has the, I don't know, I think she's a secret agent for CSIS or whatever, because she doesn't really have a real job. And she is able to move locations like all the time, live in Mexico for a little bit if she feels, you know, so inclined, California, wherever she wants to go. And she takes her work with her on a laptop. Mm-hmm. I don't know what she does.
That's what I need to do, is take my work on a laptop.
Yeah, you should do that.
It's been freeing, I can tell you that. I work from my laptop and my kitchen table every single day.
That's what I need.
Sparky.
You're not supposed to burp with
you
wine.
Sparky. You need to not.
Sparky.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the BC wineries, because there are some stellar ones out there. And I will fully admit that 5 years ago, I wouldn't touch a BC wine until I went out there. And now, I always look for the BC wines in, and we're getting more in Alberta, and you can actually bring it across the border now. There used to be rules where you had to
I think they still get taxed more.
Yeah,
obviously,
sure.
That's why it's 20.
But it's like, why, you know, it's like anything else. So I can't go to this was a couple years ago. I couldn't go to BC and fill up the SUV with cases of wine and bring it back. Technically, it was illegal. But you want me to go to the store and buy the wine from Argentina? Like, why can't I want to spend my money on the Canadian stuff? And it's good. There are some amazing wines from out there. Mount Boucherie, fun to say. Fun to drink. I still have one bottle left at home.
So that's the primo.
That was a good one.
So what kind of wine is that?
Not Boucherie. Well, that one was the Gamay. It was like, that's like a peppery.
Oh, okay.
Gamay is like,
so you have that with
steak.
Like some steak. Oh,
yeah.
What should we be eating with this? Because Sparky failed to get cheese.
I've got some black diamond
slices.
Medium cheese.
Orange?
Yeah.
Like it's orange medium?
Yeah, it's orange.
No, when you're drinking red wine,
like
the best
Gouda?
Cheese. No, you want like a sharp white cheddar. The red wine.
Sharp white
want.
Cheddar. I could go for that.
Kraft singles, does that work?
No.
You got a couple of those in the fridge.
You guys are classic.
How about hot dogs? You got hot dogs?
No, I wish I had hot dogs.
Speaking about hot dogs, not to get off.
You're getting
off topic.
He's going to get off topic here.
Yeah,
he always precurses it like that.
Yeah, I know. So, but let's come back to it because there's a really good parenting with Peaker with hot dogs. Okay, continue on.
Okay.
Anyways.
Sorry, I found this article that I just saw on Twitter. Why other rich people are bathing in red wine.
They're bathing in red wine?
I guess. Like
what?
Millions of Americans, New York Knicks forward, that guy. Amari Sudamir, I don't know the Knicks. He enjoys a few glasses of wine each week. He bathes in them, though. And I don't know.
What does he do? What is it the purpose for it, though? Like, it's called venotherapy, you guys.
Venotherapy.
Of course it is.
It creates more circulation in his red blood cells, apparently.
Wow.
As an athlete, or just because
like how rich do you got to be to bathe in wine?
Here's a brief explanation why some people are taking long, relaxing baths in vats of red wine. Apparently 1993 was a big deal.
Yeah, you can bathe in the barefoot. You can't bathe in the therapy because it's worth too much money.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Interesting article. I'll post it. Check it out.
How does vino therapy work?
Can I drink my bath water after I'm done?
I mean, I wouldn't.
That would be something that I'd have to concur
with
Tina
Turner on. Baby in the bath water has got a whole new meaning,
right?
Throw
out the baby with the bath water. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Ugh.
You'd have to have a strainer after you, Sparky.
Swishing.
Hey.
Okay, so you were at a wine tasting recently?
Well, Friday night. Peaker was there as well, and we were stewards of the event. So if you can imagine, I was not drinking. That was very difficult.
How was that?
Because there's a lot of really interesting vendors and food and wine, and it was
a
spectacular event.
You could
eat food. We could sample the food and stuff, but you always want what you can't have.
Tell me about it.
But it was a totally interesting event, and it's $75 a ticket. And once I experienced it for the first time, I would totally invest in that because it was one of those experiences that you need to have in life. Yeah, lots of reds, lots of local. There was some beer. People like Chinese import-export Michael, he supplies all the liquor stores like Solo and those different liquor stores with Chinese beer. And it was awesome. It was a nice light lager. And they have Chinese happy wine. It's called happy wine. I really wanted to try that. Never had the chance to. But maybe I'll pick up a bottle for your birthday.
Nice.
Happy wine.
It is my birthday coming up soon. And
hey, when is your birthday? It's like right around the corner.
It's May 2. And here's my early birthday present. I had to display it. I treated myself to a Mike Riley Eskimos jersey, the third jersey, which I wasn't initially sold on when they first came out last year. But the more I hummed and hawed about it, the more I like it. So I got one. Plus, I saved tons of money on that sucker.
Well, you should have.
They're going to be good this year.
Do you guys buy yourself something for your birthday every year? Do you?
That's a good idea. No, because I never
Well,
have
you've
money.
Got a family of 20.
That's the one day a year I expect somebody to buy me some shit.
Plus, I'm going to celebrate my 30th.
30th landmark.
Wait,
I thought you were only 28.
No.
Wait a minute. This is a big
this
one.
This is my 30th. So
now I'm going to feel bad about the gift I got him.
I did the
now I need you more. Give you more wine.
I did the pre-jersey special.
Oh,
he of course did that just now. What's the?
I reached for the bell. The bell is.
What do we do with red wine on the couch?
Well,
club
there's
soda.
A couple of things.
Club
soda. Soda. Do you have salt?
I have salt.
Salt will take it out of the carpet.
It's already gone. You got the stain guard. You can tell. It's already gone.
Oh, hang on. And now, and our phone is going to ring in mere seconds.
Oh,
I know
no.
that.
And we're back.
I'm impressed. I'm easily impressed.
Uh-oh. Do you want your headphones?
That's a bad omen.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe we should talk about the white wine before the Sparky Love Life update.
Yeah,
oh, I think that removes red wine. I think if you use white wine.
Yeah, I heard that somewhere.
Yeah.
You should Google that, Sparky. That might
let's
be
pour,
a thing.
Let's pour that shit all over. Let's go.
Can you have
let's
me
get going.
Oh, I need to move up.
Here's the thing about the couch is that I will have been in this apartment for 2 years this spring.
And that was the first spill.
This was the replacement couch because I had the original couch had been bust from when I lived in Drumheller. And I've been waiting for a chance to move again so I can get the replacement couch. Ah. Long story short, you wrecked my replacement couch.
You know, being single, this should be stained a little bit more.
Sparky love life update.
This is going to be news for everyone because even I don't know what's coming up next.
I toyed with the idea of coming clean with my undying love for Sparky that I've always had, and then I realized that would be mean.
Yeah.
But instead,
darn it,
Sparky, do you remember that one time I set you up on a blind date?
What was her name?
Well, you know her name. We're not going to say her name.
This is okay. How long ago was this?
Can you like mouth it so like?
You want me to text it to you?
Oh, no.
Hold on. Yeah. Oh, yes, I remember.
The other one.
Was it recording?
There's a couple. I have set him up on a couple of blind dates, to be fair.
Has been a lot of one or two dates with various women that have never went anywhere.
Look at the honesty there.
Okay, are we recording this?
Ladies.
This is now we're back, yes.
All right.
Okay, so here's the thing.
So, no.
Did you get her intro and all that? The love life update?
Yeah.
Oh, you got that?
No, I just needed the name. Oh, and for I that.
Yeah,
it down
yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. No, we're fine.
I get that. I get that.
I'm a professional.
So you did get my for being single. It should be stained.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We got it. Yeah, and we hated it.
Okay. Can I ask you, kids? Are we still gonna periscope this?
The wave is over. I think we can't occupy people's time all day. Back to
now they'll have to come back and listen.
I think we can. Okay.
The first pre-show was 45 minutes ago. People have moved on. You can start it up. It's all okay. You're holding the phone, whatever.
Okay, so
back to
that's what I'm saying.
Back to Tina.
So you remember that time I set you up with that lovely girl, and you and I had to talk about it after the fact, maybe a year later. This must be a couple years ago. 2 years ago.
Yeah, a year and a half probably. It's something like that.
2 years.
Yeah.
I'm Rain Man. The GA knows.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I was left out of the loop on this whole date thing.
Yeah. So anyways, no, I told you. I said, funny girl, blah, blah, blah.
Great, great gal. Like 100%.
Yeah. And then you actually said to me one time, I think I maybe dropped the ball on that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You had regret.
Yeah. I dropped many balls. That's not.
Well, here's what happened. I ran into said girl recently.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. I said, I forget how it came up. Probably I just said something to her or whatever. And I said, you know, I think there was some regret there with old Sparky. I think he realized he maybe missed out on something. Ooh. And she looked at me quite frankly and said, I'm still single.
Oh, ring that bell. Where's the bell?
You rang. Careful with the line.
Well, he's splitting into uprights.
It's funny you mention this because lately I've been doing these solo missions to various activities.
Lately?
And not and dropping balls.
No. You know what? You know what? Fine.
No,
whatever.
This is innuendo village.
Let's get real with Sparky.
How come the eye has gone on his show?
Don't worry about it.
Let's get real with.
I went to the symphony last night with a coworker couple, but I had an extra seat. Oh. Awkward. The other night I went to Def Leppard by myself. Had an extra seat.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah. I had to.
It is cool, though. He does get out and enjoy life.
No, I do things. But yeah, it'd be nice to be like, you know.
A companion.
Okay. Can we just talk about said girl? Said girl.
I also. And because I think I have changed.
I think you've grown up as well.
Yes.
You weren't ready for her or she. Like, what? Tell us what the situation was. You liked her. She's funny.
I don't remember, but I'm willing to revisit.
Yeah. Yes. Here's the thing about said girl, honestly. Cracks me up left, right, and center. Great personality.
Hilarious.
And is a doer. Yeah. Is a doer. And normal.
Get out and do stuff.
Not crazy.
Well, no, because I was in the midst. I had two apartments at that time, and I was stressed with the money situation.
Trying to hide something from your other girl?
No, or? I was trying to move here, and I had two apartments for a month and a bit. And I was like, I don't have money to do things. And I think now that I
care about money, she's not crazy.
Professional.
She's funny, and she has a job and her own house. Doesn't need a man to look after her.
Yeah, there you go.
Own house. See, because here's the thing I worry about. You got to do this now. Like, you got to explore this opportunity now, because when the fall comes around, I know how he rolls, and then he's going to clamp down because he can't handle three jobs in the school and all that stuff and a woman.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Fall.
But by then, you've got her. You know, you've got her.
You got a solid plan.
The wave. Yeah.
Spark, you will definitely stand out if you phone a girl back.
I think, here's what I think, you guys. I think he should just, out of the blue, because said girl knows I'm going to come and tell him that she said, oh, I'm still single. I was like, can I tell him that? She's like, yeah, whatevs. Right?
Yeah.
So what should he do? Gentlemen?
Just call her.
What? Thank you.
Just pick up the phone.
We can
pick up
did
the
you
phone.
Ever see Steve Martin in the Cyrano,
right,
the Bergerac movie?
We probably shouldn't phone her right
we
now.
Can tell you what to say. What? And you just do it, like,
oh, like Newman does the Kramer in the library to Jerry's potential love interest.
Yeah, that's the single guy's version. Yes.
Do I smell Pantene?
Do I smell
Pantene?
A Pantene.
Oh, my shampoo. Yeah. You know, it is Pantene. I got a free sample of it in with my junk mail.
Well, there really is no junk mail. Oh, everybody wants to get a check or a birthday card, but
it requires just as much manpower to deliver as their precious little greeting cards to Newman.
So, but there's actual movies that had women in it.
Spark, you just don't even think about text or anything.
You still
just,
where's your phone? See if you still have her number in
it's
your
over
phone.
There. I don't know. Oh. I don't think I have.
Did you delete it?
No, he did not delete it. No,
I've got people in my phone that I don't even know who they are.
But
why? I don't know anything.
I know.
But and why? That's not good. No, it's not good.
You know, oh, I should see if she wants to go to the pottery place because I need to make myself a new football. A football piggy bank. Remember?
Yeah, because you lost the last one in a
I never
divorce.
Got the last one.
Oh, and that other date.
Yeah,
disaster. Just like old times.
Just like old times.
Speaking of old times, can I just play?
And we're slowed down equally as much because we're drinking wine.
Can I play something that I thoroughly enjoy? Speaking of old times, may I? Because people know that we used to all work together way back in the day. I consider you both mentors.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I know, right? I was like, oh, I'll keep GA in my back pocket. He'll be handy one of these years. Still waiting for that, by the way. I came across this.
I'm getting them dates. I don't know what you're doing.
I came across this the other day, and it cracks me up. It is so funny.
Yes. You have new mail.
Yahoo!
We do.
Hello, I like listening to you, and you have a good show. But please, could you get rid of the bell?
Oh, you got an email about the bell?
It adds nothing to your show. I expect something like that at K-Rock. Keep playing the music. Standall. Standall does not like the bell.
I thought it was stand all. I thought he meant he wanted us to stand.
No.
Oh, it's stand.
Stand doll.
Oh.
D-A-H-L doll. So he's upset about the bell.
Well, maybe you could just take her down to two for today instead of three bells. For Stan. Just for Stan. Would you do something for Stan for me?
So you want to go...
Just two instead of three today.
No cowbell?
Well, no, it's farm fair. So if you want to use the cowbell, that's a totally different bell. I think he means the little bells.
He means these bells.
Yeah, those bells.
Because these bells are the ones that are really annoying Stan. This, like, if you can, it's got a nice tone. This bell, or maybe it's this bell that annoys Stan. I don't know. This one's kind
of that one's
rude.
Bust. Maybe go down to just one then for today.
You know, that brings back summer. The Dickie D guy's here.
Can I get a rocket?
You can have whatever you want there, girly.
Can you believe that was on
I
the radio?
I have no recollection of doing that.
Oh, man.
No recollection.
I've got, you don't even know the goal that I dug up.
What
I've got another.
Got
oh, do we want to revisit memory lane?
Why not?
How come the computer's working today?
This is, I'm doing on the iPad.
Oh.
Remember, we had a situation.
Yeah.
That's all right. We're waiting for somebody
to call. I
need
a beer. Crack me a beer, because this wine's wrecking my palate.
Store that saves you money.
I know this one.
Oh, the weatherman. For those just getting into radio, this is one of your extreme nightmares, is the weather bed and the end stinger to get out of the weather bed, and also the auto button, which can sometimes really hoop a show. So we were talking like there was no tomorrow. And
maybe on the phone with some nice listener.
Yeah. Recording.
Yeah. It's got a funky beat to it. That's why I played that there. Funky. Funky weather. Brought to you by the Funky Dog. Big early. Good morning.
Funky.
We had no sponsors.
Sunny today, 0 for the high. Periods of light snow overnight tonight. -7. A little more snow tomorrow, ending out towards the end of stock. Ending towards the day's end, -3. And not a bad weekend. A little cooler, though. Right now, it is -6.
Whole show's funky, and it's just the smell. traffic brought to you by your Westlock Auto Dealers. Just great deals. Here's no hassles, no gimmicks. Yeah. It's easy when you buy a Westlock GM, Brown's Chrysler, or Westlock Ford.
Smooth sailing if you spot anything. 451-8096.
Forgot the phone number.
Despite what Tara Lee and Sparky have done to try and sabotage the show, I'm going to get us back on track with a great...
Phone's ringing.
We'll pause that. You can answer.
Can you get that? Oh, you need to get it. It's for you.
Ah, I saw the name! He's freaking out because he saw your name on the phone.
Oh, how are you, Greg?
I'm good.
Sorry, I didn't give her the memo that we run by aliases on this podcast.
Yeah, so I'm GA.
Hello, TA.
I'm Sparky.
And I'm Tina. I'm Tina Tuner over here.
And Peaker.
Tina Tuner.
Peaker has never met you before.
Big fan. I'm a big fan. I've always been a big fan.
Well, obviously, because you guys play her music and talk about her on every single podcast.
You don't even know. Like, today I was at the dollar store here in our village, and they were listening to the country station, CDJ. I forget what song came on, but it was like, I think it was still I'd Still Have You.
You're a terrible fan.
I was rocking it, and I was like whistling along and, you know, drumming on my leg because I was walking down the aisle. That's, you know, the leg drum. But the thing was,
I love the leg drum. Thank you for leg drumming to my music.
And there was like another, like a couple of other ladies, maybe a little bit older than me, also digging the CDJ. It was a happy moment.
I got to Periscope this because we're talking to Carolyn Don Johnson. We got to Periscope this.
Yeah, and she finally gave you guys 5 minutes of her time after.
Yeah, after ignoring us for years. Okay, so this is all right. So as soon as I turn this on, Sparky. Good catch.
So it was nice. Funny. We were just actually talking about the old days, Big Earl, and there was a Westlock sponsor, and then the phone rang, and it was you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, well, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so that's
Westlock sponsor.
So Sparky, that's his claim to fame. Whenever he meets somebody, he says he went to the same school that Carolyn Don Johnson went to.
Well, people ask where is Westlock? For some reason, people don't know where that is. But I'm like, oh, it's here. And I'm like, CDJ went there. We had the same bio teacher. Not at the same time, but Mr. Rockus actually introduced me in Bio 10. The whole class, he played Room with a View over a homework assignment. And he's like, oh, yeah, she went to school here. And that's how I knew. And then I saw her with Merle Haggard when
holler. Me too.
Yeah, and I got the meet and greets and everything.
What a small world.
Yeah, I'm a super fan.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much. And wait a second. Mr. Rackus taught biology. What was he doing playing Room with a View in biology?
It was like one of those class do some homework assignments, which rarely happened because he was always about the notes on the old projector screen.
He was marking something.
But he put it on. And then I remember when CMT came and you came for that big documentary and the whole school was a buzz. It was a big deal.
Well, you know what? That's awesome because it was a big deal for me. And, you know, I had a long journey and I worked hard for it and it was like this unbelievable dream come true when I actually heard my music on the radio. So that still doesn't get old for me. So thank you for even telling me that story because that's so cool. And I loved Mr. Rackus and had a great time going to RF Staples in Westlock. And that's cool that you got to go there too. So we're kind of samies. We've got like a whole link going on here.
Carolyn, Sparky's birthday is coming up here in is it a week? Sparkles?
May this week. Is this the last week of May or April?
Yeah.
Yeah,
man.
So next weekend.
Yeah, he's going to be 30. Oh, boy. Do you remember 30?
30.
What was
30?
What'd you do for your 30th birthday?
Me?
Yeah, you.
You know what? I actually remember that it was a very sad birthday, so I probably won't even want to tell you.
Uh-oh.
I was so busy, and my to-be husband was on the road. He used to work for CMT, and I had just come in I was doing radio promotion and I was doing a bunch of stuff. And I just remember that nobody knew it was my birthday. I didn't tell anybody it was my birthday. And I was by myself and I went to a restaurant that my girlfriend worked at and she bartended at. And I went there and I didn't even tell her it was my birthday. But I went there and I sat at the bar and I had dinner and then I went home that night. And I remember thinking, I hope that the rest of my 30s is not going to feel like this.
Well, now that I think about it, your birthday is actually coming up this week as well.
Yes, it is. So, Sparky, are you a Taurus?
I am, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
He's definitely bullheaded. Oh.
Well, that's one of the qualities, but there's a lot of other good things about us. Not that being stubborn and bullheaded is bad, but it's okay. It can get you places.
I'm a Leo. I got other issues. So.
Rawr.
Hey, I married a Leo. Those Leos are amazing. So Leos I love amazing. That.
Hey, amazing yes. girl over there. I heard you like take a brief sip of something. What are you drinking while we're on the spring wine special, if you don't mind us asking?
I'm just having like a cool, crisp Perrier water.
Oh, do you have anything in your cabinet right now, like in your wine rack that you've been looking forward to cracking?
Yes, there's something called The Prisoner, and I haven't cracked it yet.
Release the prisoner!
Have you ever had it?
I haven't drank it yet, but one of the guys on my tour, or Miranda's tour, I should say, like we always talk about like great wines and stuff like that, and he's like, this is what you got to have. And so I bought it, and Matt and I just haven't had a chance to crack it, so we'll have that at some point, but I'm looking forward to it.
Shocking, I have had it. That was the gift that the Ronald McDonald House people got us when we raised all that money that one time.
Oh,
GA. That was
nice.
That one. Remember, we drank
nice.
That one. You drank
yeah,
it too.
Yeah, that yeah. was
oh,
really
that's a
excellent.
Killer one.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm heading to California, where I once went and sent some wine to one Carolyn Don Johnson.
Yes.
And we're going back to California. There's going to be cases. There's going to be cases of that Williamson wine because, holy moly, that's my faves.
It was so delicious. And let me tell you, Greg, what happened. So I produced a few tracks on Tara Lee. We had an amazing time. We made some great music and just really got to know each other too. Extra get to know each other. We already knew each other, but not super well. And when you're in the studio for hours and hours and doing stuff, we just had a great time. And that kept us on our journey of friendship and respect. And then it was so fun because one day this sweet package arrived after we created this music, and it was this package from one of these wineries that Tara Lee has been to, and it was such delicious wine, and it was very nice surprise, and it was a sweet thank you, and it was my pleasure, of course, and we definitely toasted to Tara Lee that day when we had some of that wine, me and my husband.
Okay, obviously she's not in on the memo on the TL.
What?
Yeah. That's okay.
What did you say?
We have aliases on the show because we're trying to protect our day job. And
I don't have to care about my
yeah,
day job anymore.
Tara Lee doesn't have one, but
good.
The
we're
rest
good.
Of us do. So again, I'll just reiterate, I'm GA. That's Tina Tuner over there. Sparky the intern, the artist formerly known as, and this is Morty. And
well, this is so funny because there's a guy that's on Justin Moore's tour. And nobody calls him by his name. His name is The Intern.
Nice.
Yes. And so it's just like, hey, what's The Intern doing tonight? You know, like, I mean, I still don't know what his name is. The entire tour, I've never ever actually heard his real name, but he's known as The Intern. So he's pretty funny. And he had this phone, and I don't remember. I was actually just showing my girlfriend pictures of it. I'll have to show you guys. I'll send them to you. But it's like some cell phone that says it will not die, basically. And so it's been run over by the bus. It's been stomped on. They have videos of it being lit on fire. I mean, they've done so much stuff to this phone, and I have pictures of it. And it still turns on, and
oh
you
goodness.
Can still see the time. I mean, this is an amazing phone.
Okay, so here's...
But it was The Intern's phone. So we would laugh. It's like, of course, it's The Intern's phone.
Okay, you've been on tour. Let's talk about it. You are an amazing singer-songwriter, and you've been paired up with another amazing singer-songwriter with Miranda Lambert and been touring with her, and we've been trying to follow your adventures all over the place on social media, but you're everywhere all the time and doing these incredible gigs. What has the last year of your life been like?
Oh, you know, it's just been another adventure, I gotta say. Like, it's been such a riot. I have this amazing husband and kids, And ultimately, I mean, that's what makes me tick, is seriously my family. But my passion outside of my family is music, as you know, done it all my life. And last year when Miranda called and asked if I would, she texted me, actually. She just asked me if I would. First of all, she just said, hey, you know, love the singing on the record. Thank you so much. You sound amazing. Blake and I are driving around in the truck. We're listening to the record. It was right when she finished Platinum.
Blake and I are driving around in the truck, just listening to the record. Oh, my God. OMG, OMG.
So very sweet. And so I was like, I can't wait to hear the rest of it, you know. And so it basically just started from, you know, just us talking about that. And then she said, hey, I don't know what your plans are this summer, but do you want to come out? There's like 35 dates, whatever. So it kind of went from that. And I just basically, I didn't really realize actually she wanted me to come and sing and play and stuff with her. I thought she was just talking about writing because we had talked about that for many, many years. And so I said, yeah, just get your manager to call me and we'll figure out a weekend when I come out, whatever you think. And then she's like, oh, really? I'll get my business manager to call you and figure out all the details. I can't wait. We're going to have a great summer together. And I was like, wait a second. Are you asking me to come out and sing and play with you? I just don't want to assume. I need to talk to my husband. And that sounds actually fantastic. So we were funny because I was nervous and she was nervous. And we both called our moms within like the same like 10-minute period of time of texting because we've known each other and we've always admired each other. And obviously she's like the superstar of the century right now. And she's just an amazing human being and artist. And so started like that, went out with her for the summer gig. And I really was done when that was done. But it's been really fun because every now and again, she's like, can you come back out or can you come out this weekend? So I still get to go out every now and then and have complete pure joy being on stage with her because I have so much fun. She's just wonderful.
What's Miranda Lambert like pre-show? You know, is she pacing back and forth? Has she got it dialed in? She's ready to roll. Is there some kind of ritual she does before she goes out?
Well, we just really get together about half an hour before the show and hang out in her vibe room and just talk and play some music. Sometimes we dance around and she's always raring to go. When it comes to show, we all are. It's kind of like we get ourselves pepped up and get excited because we're all really, really thankful for the opportunity, including her. She never takes any second for granted. And so I think it's really just about hanging out and getting the camaraderie there and getting ready to go out there as a band and have a good time and give the audience the best of you at that, you know, that night.
True or false, you are in a bathroom in a hotel room right now. You sound, there's an echo.
Yes, true.
It sounds, wow. Sounds like there's, I'm getting that reverb.
I was just indicating on what amazing sound quality we got in this phone connection. This is awesome.
Every guest from the bathroom.
Yeah. The bathroom sessions.
The thing is I've got two other ladies in here with me and
super cool.
One just arrived into the hotel room and so they're laughing and giggling. And I thought, well, I got to go out and hide somewhere because now it's getting a little bit too loud in here. So, but yeah, I'm in the bathroom.
So who else you got for like what other famous people? You got like Reba and Barbara Mandrell in the like pajama party? What's happening
exactly,
over there?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Let's the elephant in the room, GA and Sparky. Why on at least every other podcast are we mentioning and playing the lovely Carolyn Dawn Johnson on this It's a Show podcast?
I think it comes up. I think there's always this connection. I can't remember the
I'm
last.
I'm gonna correct you a little bit, Sparky.
Okay,
it comes
ahead.
Up because we make it come up.
Well, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, no, I know what you're saying, and like because
thank you guys.
Yeah,
you're making me feel so good.
Well, you should. You're awesome there. And
thank you.
Here's the other thing. You know, when you were telling that Miranda Lambert story, I think we've all had that. So I have had that feeling with Dwayne Steele. Tara Lee's had that feeling with you. Like all of a sudden you cross that line with people that you admire, and you think there's no way in hell they're even going to look in my direction. And then you become colleagues and friends. And it
right.
Just, the life is so weird, but if you don't ask, you will never know. And I think that was the case with Tara
That's
Lee.
True.
That was the case with me. And Dwayne Steele is now a neighbor. So we're over there for barbecues and hanging out with our kids. And it's crazy. It's
right.
Mind blowing.
It's a wonderful world, actually. You know, I think respecting and honoring people and being fans of them, whether they're just good humans, like I love being a fan of a good human, and wanting to just align myself with them, whether they're a musician or not. I think if you're wishing for that and want to be that and be around that, you can make that happen. You know, so you, and the great thing is like, it's just so crazy. It's not that you have to or you need to. It's just that probably there's a reason why you feel that way, and that energy comes between all of you. And it's so fun when everybody does become your peer or your colleague. It's like, I think about some of the people that I watched on stage before I went to Nashville even, and now they're part of my circle. You know, it's like, how did that happen? It's like, well, of course you have to work really hard and you have to do something and not give up. But it's amazing when they welcome you into their circle. And then you just honor that because you're obviously, you're still a fan. I never stopped being a fan. Every single person that I was a fan of before and the people that have come after, like, I'm still a fan of all kinds of music and all kinds of artists and just people in general. I think if you're a good human being and you're trying to be a good human being, you can find a lot of good in all kinds of people. It doesn't matter what they do for a living.
Amazing. Well,
that was far too deep for this particular podcast.
That was awesome.
Sorry. Like, no, you're right. I was in the bathroom, and we're staying at the Georgian Court.
What is that?
And I know this won't air today, so I won't have to be flooded with, you know, my millions of fans. But basically, anyways, it's kind of nostalgic for me because I stayed here when I filmed my first video, Georgia. And nice. So it's really, really cool. And I still have some, you know, ballpoint pens from when I stayed here, gosh, 15 years ago. And we went on to Jericho Beach and we filmed some stuff there with me in the wedding dress. And it was my first video. And so there's so many cool things that have happened. And I don't want to be too deep. Let's talk about something funny. Let's move on.
I was just going to say, wasn't that the video that you sent us the red leather pants from to auction off for some charity thing one time?
If you got the red leather pants, that is the video.
That's huge. That is huge. Wow. You know, okay, Sparky's pulling up the video. Now we're going to get we're going to get distracted now.
I had to give those pants to you because I will never fit them again.
Isn't that, you know, like, why can't we have the knowledge we have at this age and the body we had at that age? If we could make an app for that, that would be amazing.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you know what? I look at some of those pictures and go, what was I beating myself up for? What in the world?
Carolyn, this is
Morty.
Morty, formerly known as Peaker. But we've never met, but it's definitely a pleasure talking to you right now.
Thank you.
So did you, I think I may have seen you, did you ever go to the Dauphin Country Fest?
Yes, absolutely. I've played it a couple times.
Right, so that's... Definitely, I. The reason why I'm kind of foggy about it is because that
well,
weekend was pretty.
Morty.
But I do remember, yeah. So I do remember it now. So I great times.
So you were there at the, which year were you there? You probably don't even remember that. I don't remember which. You know what? I don't really remember which year it was either. I've been there a couple of times. Like I say, I'm actually going to go there this year. I'm going to be there with Miranda.
Awesome.
And not for my show, but it was kind of a fun thing to come to Dauphin, and so we're gonna go do that, and it'll be sweet to just play some of like Canadian stomping grounds.
Yeah, well, definitely, and you'll get some good Ukrainian food there too, because it's that is like a serious big Ukrainian center of,
honestly.
Oh my goodness.
Carolyn's mom, yes, though, her pierogies rival
Mamalita's.
Yeah, we had some at Christmas, and I, you know, it's difficult because when they're so good, it's amazing. But
there's
you don't
the
wanna,
pants.
You
there's
don't,
the pants.
You don't ever want to say to your own mom, "Oh man, Carolyn's mom's pierogies were
I don't
deadly."
That wouldn't be a good move.
Carolyn, are you Ukrainian? Is that your?
No, I'm not. I'm not. But my mom has a bit of Polish in her. So,
oh, gotcha.
But you know, I've actually, it's interesting because my kids, we have every week they have like a different country in their little school that they're learning about, and they have a tasting every week. And one week that I signed up for was pierogies, and it was Polish week. And I thought that was so interesting. And I was like, Poland, that's Ukrainian. But then when you like look on the internet, it's very Ukrainian. It's very Polish. And I had no idea. So it was interesting that an American school tagged pierogies with Poland. Don't you think that's interesting?
Well, what's
or
more,
am I crazy?
No, that's a little interesting. What's more interesting is watching three men watch your Georgia video while you're on the phone.
Mesmerized.
In the studio here.
Oh, that here. Is not fair.
Mesmerized.
I don't
Shut
even...
it off.
Can't do it. I'm just like, I'm good at multitasking, as you know. And you know, we're just, I want to go back to, you know, knock and see if anybody opens the door, ask and you shall receive. So, you know, you got Miranda and Dauphin. This sounds like a perfect It's a Show giveaway. So it's like a full on It's a Show backstage experience with Miranda and Carolyn Don Johnson. So that's the one ask. The other ask, this is probably a little more doable, to rewrite Single White Female as Single White Male for Sparky's birthday.
This is a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, a one woman man who doesn't want no other. Oh, you never can tell, she just might be your dream come true. The single white female is looking for a man like you.
Because there's a lot of, yeah, I don't know. Like he is really needs a break. And we've been doing this podcast for a year and a half, and we do a Sparky Love Life update pretty regularly. And it's always the same ending. There is no, he goes to the movies or the symphony by himself. That's what's happened. Football game, concert.
There is one song out there that I, you know, that's so my anthem kind of with this whole being single. It's the one day closer to you.
I know, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
You know?
I feel it. I feel you.
I was going to say it's not Brad Paisley, Crush It, I'm sure.
Wow, that's cool. I'll have to think about the single white male thing. You know, I actually, there was a Spanish version of that song.
Oh, awesome. I bet you
Yeah, it's. I mean, but it's still female, but it's like, Señorita Soltera. And it was just like, what? It sounded so strange in Spanish, but it was actually really great production, and it was, I'll have to send it to you guys sometime, but it was really, it was much more pop, and they did a really fantastic job, and I cannot even remember what the name of the artist's name is right now, but it was pretty cool to hear your song be in Spanish and totally, like, revisited, but now I'm going to have to think about Single White Male.
Check your...
Sounds a little strange, but you never know.
I was going to say check your inbox, but that doesn't make sense. That's not good.
Looking for that special lover.
Yeah.
In a nutshell. A one-woman woman doesn't want no other. A one-woman woman. Oh, my God.
That's not going to work.
A one-man woman. I think that's what it needs to be.
Yeah.
A one-man woman doesn't want no other.
Oh, man. You were so awesome.
But you can't tell. Incredible. Whatever. I don't even remember.
I've said this before to Tina Turner many times. No one does the all the noises. All the noises are amazing. What is that called? What are the noises called in the song? Like with the
I don't know.
Like it's awesome. And it just adds another dimension to the whole thing, and you're going, this is already a killer song. And then you go, oh my God. I can't even stand it. It's so awesome. It's just right. Is that wrong to say? I've had the wine.
No.
It's the wine talking, CDJ. It's just the wine.
I think we've taken enough of her time.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
About twice as much of her time as we need.
You know, but it was good of her.
We're allowed.
Oh, very good, yes.
So,
well, thank you so much, you guys and gal. And it's great to talk to you guys and gal. But thanks for having me on the show, and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
That's great.
Happy birthday right back
happy
at you.
Happy birthday to you.
Nice.
I guess we'll be celebrating. What day is yours?
May 2nd.
Okay, so you're right after me. We're 2 days apart.
Nice.
Oh, Sparky, like when your birthday couldn't get any better.
Right?
Yeah, right?
So good.
One last question before you go, CDJ, is I'm watching the video, and you're passing it yourself in the hallway.
It's the complicated
video. Is that a stunt double? Or was that just trickery, video trickery?
That was actually a stunt double.
Who played the Carolyn Don Johnson?
I do not remember, but we got her hair to look like mine. We had two outfits and the whole deal. And we didn't show her very much, but we definitely had her. We like cross each other in the hallway and there's this whole thing. But then when in the video where there's like six of me separating, that's video trickery. But the passing in the hallway and the walking by and that whole thing, that's actually another person.
Country music secrets revealed.
I've been stunt doubled.
Carolyn Don Johnson, our special guest on It's a Show in the Spring Wine Special 2015. Thank you so much, Carolyn Don, and enjoy your time wherever you are in your mystery location, and do your next gig. And we'd love to catch up with you anytime you're free. We're here for you.
Okay. All right. Well, I love that. I'm going to take you up on that. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day, and thanks for having me on the show.
Happy birthday.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Well, it wasn't.
That's amazing.
You know,
I when she was talking about like the
she's
circles.
She's ridiculous, you guys. She's a ridiculous human being.
You have no idea.
No, you guys have no idea.
No, you have no idea. I mean, I am envious of your tales and your connections and your stories, but I can picture myself in that science class when Mr. Rockus puts on the CD. He's like, she's from Westlock. And I was like, you know, I've never been from a town where someone did something cool like that, who became famous or whatever. So I was immediately sold on that whole...
It's probably what those kids in Vibank think about me.
Right? I was immediately sold something. On that. No saw worry. Her...
Nothing?
Saw her live multiple times and...
Sorry, I was opening a beer with my bell.
CDJ, her voice is just... That is the most purest, realest, awesomest experience. And it gives me goosebumps.
You know,
every time.
And what we didn't really get a chance to chat with her much about is her kids and what an amazing mom she is. Like, she just, those. Like,
it's a complicated life she's got going on.
Well, she sends so me. I was talking to her on the phone one day, and I don't mean to, you know, Sparky, you'll be okay over there, but she said, hey, listen to this for a second. And Abigail was playing the piano, and I'm like, you are screwed.
Yeah.
Like, you thought your parents had
going on the road.
Yeah, like, you're. But
you know what? If you look at it in the context of the Stellas, look at Lennon and Maisie.
Oh, so good.
Their parents were so, you know, they made, that was their lives. It was intertwined with their lives, music. And now Lennon and Maisie, they got a book coming out now.
Oh, by the way, Carolyn Don Johnson co-wrote the song that was part of the book with the whole, sorry.
Oh, see, I was going to bring it. I had Lennon and Maisie in my head for some reason. And
oh,
I should have
pursued that. See, you
knew
it without even
question.
Knowing it.
I should have
loved that.
That
Nashville show. That show is so good.
Yeah, no, it's the song that goes, she sang it for one time. I can't. I'm not at liberty.
I've seen Lennon and Maisie. A bunch of us have live. Like, it's incredible.
Oh, those kids are.
Well, and their parents, too. The Stellas are really awesome.
Yeah.
I love that Amanda Wilkinson used to babysit those Stella kids.
That's crazy.
Jeez, we're just name dropping all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Now she's got her own kids. Cute. That kid is the cutest.
You guys, one of my favorite Indiana. Episodes is when you're talking about the kid's name and then you said it was Ben.
Okay, it's Indiana, whatever. But that picture, I like that picture so much with the ear flaps one of Indiana. I keep it on my phone and show people. Like it's my kid. It's not, though.
Well, we haven't talked much about wine on the Spring Wine Special, but we're full of it.
Good
so
episode.
That's
so. What?
Sparky,
where are we?
Wait, we have to wrap with the White Barefoot Wine story
and Sparky's birthday gifts.
Oh yeah, okay.
So the first, Barefoot Wine,
yeah, because Barefoot.
As you know, I do not partake in the wine because I want to be a wine guy, but I just can't commit
very
to the
badly,
wine
apparently.
Guy. No, so the Barefoot was a gift because I went to a Christmas party and for some reason I left with a
bottle
of wine.
That's the same bottle? That's 2 years old now.
No.
Christmas was 6 months ago, not even.
Oh, so there's that.
That's the same one he had before, isn't it? Uh-oh.
What's that one?
What do you think of that fridge? Isn't that fridge amazing?
What about Stone? Stonely.
That's mostly acceptable.
Okay, so let's go with the crap wine and see how bad that is.
No, we're not even going to open it.
We're not even going to open it?
Is that terrible?
Oh, yeah, I'll open it. Screw top.
Okay. See, I cleared my palate with a thirsty beaver medium body damber ale.
Are you going to rinse glasses you rinse glasses?
Okay, I got to move over. Yeah. And here's the thing. We got so many people to tweet out here, I can't even keep track. And yeah, we got to get back to the Big Earl thing.
There you go. Okay. Who, why, how with that jingle is what I want to know.
Oh, God, that was a... accident that happened when we were on vacation or for the weekend or whatever, and then we came back.
People coming over for dinner at 6:30. I don't know if I'm gonna get there.
You'll be fine.
All right, it's time to get some business done. Every single day this week we're playing Mary Oki for fun and fabulous prizes. We're going to 451-8096 at tremendous risk to ourselves and others.
Hey guys.
Hi, what's your name?
It's Russ.
Russ, you ready to play Mary Oki?
I guess so.
I believe that Russ is our first male contestant on Mary Oki this week.
That might not be a good thing.
I don't know. You sound like you have a fabulous voice there, Russ.
We'll see. Okay. Ratings may take a slight dip here for the next couple of minutes.
Don't worry. We can't go lower. Okay, I'm opening the envelope from Big Earl.
It's so sweet.
We're going to hand it to Tara Lee this time so you can announce
the
good
news. Okay, pause this for a second.
It's exciting.
So we can get to the wine because it's poured now, the Barefoot Special.
It's sweet.
I'm pretty sure I saw a homeless guy downtown drinking this.
Very sweet.
Probably did.
Very sweet.
Mm. You know one thing we haven't done is a cheers.
Oh.
Nobody's done a cheers. Happy birthday.
You do your shout-outs, too. I'm not even a part of this show, and I know you're missing your It's a Show shout-outs.
That's going to have to come at the end.
You were the person, weren't you? You were the person who, you know, by the way, you forgot this.
Oh, yeah.
She was the... I kept the train on the track.
That's what
I
was trying to say before Sparky was invented.
Oh, my God. This wine sucks.
No, it's like apple juice.
I could serve this to Annalise.
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
Church wine is better.
I'm all for this. I'll take the whole bottle.
Yeah, you can take it home with your for dinner tonight.
You know what the secret is? You got to clear your palate with Thirsty Beaver first.
Are we doing birthday gifts?
Yeah, can we just listen to the rest of the school?
We're finishing this first.
Oh, okay, we'll sorry.
Okay, here it is. Oh, one of my faves.
Yummy. Hang on a second. We're calling Guatemala again. What's happening with the phone? Why does that do that?
You have to hang it up. You can't just go to the next line, I guess.
Called cannot be completed as dialed.
I didn't dial.
Please check the area code and number.
Can you check the area code?
Or dial 411.
Hang on just a second.
That's the right area code.
Please, hang on.
This was before we won awards, clearly.
Previous theater awards.
And we're back.
Rain
it's
supreme.
It's very exciting.
Is this your first show?
Russ, you will be singing Keith Urban's favorite Christmas song titled I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Ooh, okay, I'll give her a try.
Okay, let it rip and remember the greats who have gone before you.
All right. I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. I'll be home for Christmas. You have to go more?
Hit the Christmas Eve will find me line.
Oh, how does it go now? Oh, Christmas Eve will find me where the love lights gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams.
Could you hang on another moment, please?
Sure.
The weather jingle is playing here as we... And we're back.
Hi.
Hi there.
Well, that was something else. That was a terrific effort. And we're going to reward you for said effort right now.
Oh, great.
Russ, have you got your Christmas shopping done?
Of course not. I'm a man.
Excellent. Well, we're going to help you out big time with a $60 gift certificate from Carriel Spa. Also, a $50 gift certificate for Sunterra Market and a $100 shopping spree at HMV.
Outstanding. Thank you.
The preceding was captured on tape in front of our live studio audience.
Again. What the
currently
hell?
Sunny and zero today. Periods of light snow overnight tonight. Dropping down to -7. A little more snow tomorrow. Clear out by the end of the day. -3 for the high there. And Saturday, Sunday.
Speaker, check the
bad
stain.
Weekend. -10.
Morty,
-11 right now in the city of Champs. It's clear.
It's like
and
it never
minus
happened.
-6.
Traffic brought to you by the Edmonton Rush there. Season tickets on sale now starting at just $80. Call 732-RUSH there.
A couple of problems right now. There's a fire on 102 Ave. It's between 107 and 108, so that is closed off there.
There's a couple problems.
Also stalled semi-170th Street just before 114th
More problems
Avenue.
Than we had
right
there. That's why we got our six listeners, because it was unique and different.
Can you do the ending jingle thing? I played it first there.
Okay. Big Girl, 96.3.
I remember that exact moment in time. Oh, it was the... most hilarious thing I ever witnessed.
Oh, have we mentioned that life. We found Sparky as an intern we interviewed him at Hooters?
Yeah, I remember that too. It was
I
after,
remember that.
You had an event at the ice rink at Westminster Mall. I met you guys there. We went to Hooters, and Hooters doesn't exist anymore.
Who interviews their interns at Hooters? We do.
We do.
Or we used to before it closed down.
Is there no Hooters anymore?
Not there. Dead. No, it's gone.
Instead, closed.
Good times.
I mean, the food was pretty greasy.
The whole thing was greasy.
Yeah, it was a good ambience, though.
So, G-Fark, is he going to be annoyed at the length of this particular podcast?
You know, one doesn't really care. Shout out, G-Fark.
It's a show shout-outs now.
Okay. South Coast Winery, Temecula, California. And they're on board.
Where is that? Because I'm going to San Fran.
When are you going?
South Coast Winery in Temecula, California. I don't know. Can you look up Temecula? I love the name.
Yeah, please look that up because I don't want a name drop, but I am going to California with Carolyn Johnson. And so...
In which time frame? Because he's going to California.
So, yeah, what are you doing?
For my birthday.
Which is
January.
June?
I can't say exactly.
July.
Wait, your birthday was in January.
Are you even allowed to go to wineries if you're only 20?
Oh, thank you.
Idiot.
Or is that for her?
Both.
Temecula. There it is.
In Spark. The general area southeast of LA.
Oh, no.
No, not there.
Oh, that's too bad because
San Franish.
South Coast Winery Resort and Spa, TL.
Where's that one now?
Tina Tuner.
That's fine.
WineResort.com is there a family-owned winery in Temecula, north of San Diego, south of LA.
What else do they got?
They got Winery of the Year 3 times, Wine Spectator Award of Excellence 4 times, Best Restaurant of 2014.
Interesting.
Dose Coffee Company. I met these guys at the event I was at. Super cool. Guy's name is Roland.
It's a good vibe, yeah. Good vibe.
He's a super cool guy, and he's got a great business plan. Right downtown.
DT in the village here.
Yeah, right downtown.
On the little street.
Locally owned and operated, 4912 50th Avenue, Red Deer, Alberta, Canada.
Had a date or two there before myself.
Unsuccessfully. Once you try it, you will never get over Dose Coffee. And you know what? He made me this coffee, like a latte.
Because you couldn't drink at the end.
And he put the heart in because we hit it off. You know, he put the heart
love
in.
When they do the fanciness.
I'm not sure why that happened. But it was like the whole time you're drinking, the heart stays intact right to the bottom of it. Like, what kind of coffee voodoo is that?
Yeah, voodoo is right.
Dose coffee. Last year, he had he was from New Zealand, and he was some kind of like barista champ of the world. He was a world barista champ. And the guy wasn't just doing hearts. He was doing like flowers.
Names.
Actually,
when I went on that wine trip we were speaking of earlier to Healdsburg, California, which is like a Canmore. Think Canmore country. So like that size kind of whatever. The one bar is called Spoon Bar. The guy made his cocktails were like they were works of art. He'd put like edible flowers in them and you paid $18 a drink, but they were very pretty for Instagram.
Very nice.
Wow.
Speaking of Instagram, you're on it, right?
We're on it. It's a Show Pod, and we're like 25 strong.
Can I do a shout out? Because I don't think this went through last time we did an episode. Prairie Proud Apparel.
Clothing supply and distribution.
Where's that
clothing
now?
Store.
Saskatoon.
Hey, I'm going that way.
Oh, you know, man. They might throw us some stuff because I don't know if you've seen their lineup, but it's all about the prairies. It's all about, no, you don't even know.
Hey, text me this info because I'm going to go there when I go to Saskatoon.
They've got buffalo for the Manitobian.
Yeah, she could be the courier.
They've got wheat for the Saskatchewanian.
I'll do a short.
From the Prairie Proud podcast area.
And they've got oil stuff for the Albertans.
Awesome. So they're huge supporters of Cassie Hot Pants Haresh.
Yeah.
So
1 year old, apparently. They just celebrated an anniversary. Check them out on facebook.com/Prairie Proud App. APP.
I need that for my day job, actually.
Sweet.
We got an influential person from the local village, Lana Michelin. Like the restaurant guides, not tires, it says. Lana Michelin.
Oh, like the Michelin man.
No, it's not like the tires.
Yeah, but like the tires, but not the tires?
Oh, I guess no. She's an arts and entertainment writer for the Red Deer Advocate. Well, thank you, Lana, for joining the party. Grow the show. Hashtag grow the show. Hashtag
merch.
Merch. That's in honor of Amy Metcalf. And hashtag Maddie and Sparky.
Maddie plus Sparky.
That's right. Maddie plus Sparky.
No, but that was before. This is now.
Now we got a new date for him. This is the most exciting time in recent memory for Love Life updates for Sparky. He's actually got tangible.
That's true.
He's got tangible
Okay, now here's the biggest question of the day. Because now you guys are, Greg, you're actually drinking the swill of white wine. That's impressive.
Like it. I don't mind
It's very
it.
Sweet for me. It's too sweet for me.
I never drink white wine.
I drank it so fast.
Well, here's the thing. I
know why I like this. Because my dad,
it's like juice.
My late great dad, Big Al, used to always have the Hochtenthaler boxed wine at occasions.
Here's the thing.
So this is high class.
I once dated a guy who drank white wine, and now I got baggage on men who drink white wine. I think it's wrong.
You brought that up last time.
I think it's wrong.
Yeah. I did a little research on the first spring.
Obviously a year later, still carrying that white wine male baggage.
But I want to know, because I got a little distracted, because GA kind of busted into my office like he usually does, and gets me away from in a panic.
Yeah.
I promise to sponsor this. How do we get out of it?
Yeah. So anyways, so what kind of made you sort of...
Well, I mean, that was one of many things. He was also a Nickelback fan.
Oh, come on.
What's wrong with Nickelback?
Pushing Sparky's buttons. He's a birthday boy, for God's sake.
you know, and there was the several ex-wives and children.
Oh, yeah, that was the major downfall of the whole scenario.
I would say there and Nickelback
to the
bottle.
So it was the white wine. You're associating all that crap probably to the white wine.
Well,
did we talk about...
I just don't think white wine's manly. And maybe that's a sexist thing to say as a woman, but...
What about Perrier water? Is that like
I drink it all the time?
Higher on the scale of manliness than the white wine?
Yeah.
High societies drink that stuff.
Because Ryan Langlois from the Boom Checker Boys is a Perrier fiend.
You have money if you drink Perrier.
Yeah, I don't think I ever.
I mean, listen, at the end of the day, I've got problems, and I shouldn't judge men by the fact that they drink white wine, and that would explain many things.
Narrow shit down for you.
Yeah, right? Like I.
No, but you know what?
Have a rubric.
It's a good thing to know. I mean, it's good for him too, right? I mean, it's you know.
We're at an hour 07. Oh my God!
Well, no, but there's tons to edit out of there. Here's the other thing.
Yeah, sure. Right.
I really think right now the biggest question of the day is not red or white.
Right.
But which Carolyn Don Johnson song you're going to play out?
Right?
To.
Yes. Oh, so many.
And before we do that, we're going to open Sparky's birthday present.
Oh, yes. Right. Okay.
Can we?
Yes.
We'll do it as we sort things out.
Okay, is that the right one?
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean,
try something else.
Actually, I know which one it is. After what she said, after what she was talking about, I know. Okay, birthday presents first.
Right. I should have it.
Okay, so
all.
Sparkles, what every single guy needs.
Which is my fave. One of my faves.
Single
guy.
Okay, so this is in case the next Love Life update doesn't go your way, which, you know, is entirely finitely possible. It's a bag of double stuffed Oreos.
Yeah, man.
Boom.
Double stuffed. It seems very sweet.
No, you can. I
got him something too.
I bought Rainbow Chips Ahoy the other day because I just love that stuff.
Also, because you like the white girl get smashed drinks. Here's I'll get you a real present, but that's all I had time for today.
Where's the spiced rum?
All right.
I'll get it for you. Annually, I get him spiced rum.
It's because you drink most of it sometimes.
Right on.
Mostly.
Tina? What else you got? What do you got?
Oh, you want me? Okay.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Okay, man. I was thinking about you. Vaseline. Vaseline's moisturizer.
This is the good stuff, though.
And possibly for those lonely nights.
You see what I'm
saying?
You see what I'm doing?
No, the moisturizing, though, that is the way to go.
Well, speaking of, I'm into a new skincare line, trying to be a rich and famous woman. So this is because I know I listened to the podcast where you're about looking after your skin and stuff. So this is a microdermabrasion paste. So give yourself an exfoliation on me.
All right.
Get pasty, Sparky. For Rogan and Fields.
Tuna.
I love tuna.
I know. And it was the only last thing on the shelf that we could find. So
yeah, we were at Mac's convenience store and they didn't have a lot.
But you know what?
Ridiculous.
Every guy needs to moisturize and eat tuna at the same time. Real guys do that.
And I got something for when you had the show at your studio.
Oh, no.
I was going to give you this.
What is this now? Oh, sweet action.
To go with your paraphernalia. It's a signed Gord Bamford.
Where'd you get that?
When Gord, my last month or so in Lloydminster, when I was a country radio superstar back in the day.
Okay, I got a post for this. Somebody get a shot.
I did the Gord Bamford intro with Hey Romeo, opened up the show. Gord was there, he's the headliner, of course. And I did the intro, and he came to the studio. It was great. As he always is.
If he had any followers, this picture might blow up on social media.
So you know, maybe after the Carolyn Don Johnson interview, maybe we can see about getting him on.
Yeah, well, because he's
not a bad idea.
Making tracks in the States not a bad and idea. Stuff.
Did you get both chins in there? Of mine, I mean.
I got all three.
All right.
Well, right, gentlemen, it's been a slice. Thanks for having me.
I should have done finger guns. It would have been.
But hey, you know what? Just getting back to that interview, this will probably be aired
edited
after.
Out?
No,
maybe
this is a live to air.
But you know, Carolyn, she did talk about actually being in the company of awesome people, and I just really appreciate being in the company of you guys.
Hey, cheers!
Every time. So I just
former Kinsman Club Rookie of the Year.
Mine's empty. So
Morty Johnson.
Morty Johnson. Morty Johnson.
It ain't no dress rehearsal, kids.
So true.
Neither was this.
Thanks for coming, everybody. Enjoy.